A family photo album carries with it decades of memories, pictures that are usually cherished. But why then do boxes and albums full of old snapshots end up in flea markets? And who would buy them anyway? A new documentary examines the lives and minds of people who collect these old discarded snapshots. It's titled Other People's Pictures, and most of the film takes place in Chelsea Flea Market in New York City.
When I first started collecting photos, and I would tell my friends about it, they all thought I was wacko. They thought it was strange and it was weird to take someone's old memories and old photographs. They just thought it was basically stealing a part of another person's past. I never looked upon it like that. It's a personal pleasure, I guess.
Lorca Shepherd and Cabot Philbrick created the film and joined me to chat about it. Hi, guys.
Hi, Andrea.
It's good to have you guys here. How did you find these people who collect these pictures?
Well, I had been collecting by myself in isolation and didn't know that there was anyone else who did this. And we happened upon this part of the Chelsea flea market and suddenly saw, you know, several dealers who had boxes on their tables and numbers of collectors who were riffling through them. And we were just kind of shocked by that. And to suddenly see this little world of all these different people who are interested in the same thing just piqued our interest.
You know, you talk about it as a little world. I mean, there are so many different characters who you see in the film. Describe to me a few of the people and why they collect the pictures.
Some collectors just like funky images or sort of, people in the photographs goofing off, wearing funny hats, funny glasses, any number of things. And then we'll have people who collect for very personal reasons. They're almost kind of validating their own personal histories. We have a young gay man who finds images of males in embrace, for example. And he says they may or may not have been gay back at that time in the 30s or the 40s, but he sees that as sort of a validation of his own history. And, you know, at that point, it was a history that was kind of hidden, and so he's celebrating that. So lots of different reasons.
Another good example is the man who collects snapshots of family portraits or, you know, snapshots at a kitchen table. But one of the subjects in the picture is wearing a Nazi uniform, and he describes one of these pictures in this clip from the movie.
The snapshot is a great example of what I mean by a banality of evil German photograph. The two people in the photograph appear to be totally normal, and in a sense, they are totally normal, except that the gentleman in the photograph is wearing a German military uniform.
This guy was fascinating. Why does he collect these pictures?
He's an Israeli immigrant to this country. Many of his family, kind of extended family, was actually killed in the Holocaust. And he says these people were just celebrating Christmas, weddings, christenings, while his ancestors were in camps. And he's just fascinated by the idea that normal-looking people could do these things. And that's what he kind of has dwelled on for some time.
I also think that he didn't say this, but I think that he kind of sees the normal times that were stolen from his family being enacted by these people. You know, I think he sort of sees like, well, that's what they took from my family. And as Cabot said, my family were in these awful circumstances, and here's these other people kind of living the lives my family should have been living.
You know, the sense of art is also striking to me. There's this discussion in the film about whether when you come across a whole family album, whether that album of pictures should be kept together, like a family itself, or whether they should be broken up. And it seems, or whether they can be broken up. It seems to me it has a lot to do with why a given person collects pictures.
I think that's definitely true. There are a few people who really collect albums, and that's what they want to see. But most people end up with very specific interests, whether they're primarily aesthetic or primarily content. And they mostly end up looking through the albums and they want that one picture. This is going to sound terrible and unsentimental, but the album kind of adds a lot of noise because you're interested in that one beautiful image or that one interesting, mysterious scene. And then I think everyone feels the weight of this lost family or this lost person that this album once belonged to. And that is a really compelling part of the process. But on the other hand, your relationship with a single image is in some ways more important.
You know, whether people collect specific snapshots for this sort of artistic reasons, or albums, whole albums. It seemed to me that almost everyone that you spoke to feels this kind of responsibility that you're talking about to hold on to the pictures. Do you feel that kind of responsibility? What do you think of that?
Absolutely. I do feel it. And I think most people who engage in this process feel that.
We have a clip of tape of one of the collectors talking about this sense of responsibility.
I can't throw them away because that is sort of sacrilegious to do that. You become their sort of carers in their afterlife. I'm the foster parent of all these photographs. They're definitely more than the paper they're printed on. They're these strange, magical, frozen people.
She's totally weighed down by these images, and she really, and I believe her, she has these pictures at her house, and she feels an incredible responsibility.
Looking at other people's snapshots that have ended up essentially in the garbage, you know, at a flea market, on the curb, it makes you think about your own mortality, because you think, my God, you know, I have family snapshots that I love, and I can't imagine them ending up on the curb. Well, how would they end up on the curb? And you sort of think, like, well, my goodness, someday I'm not going to be here, and what's going to happen to my photographs?
Cabot Philbrick and Lorca Shepherd directed and wrote the new documentary, Other People's Pictures. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The film premiered at the American Film Institute's Silver Docs Festival this week, but you can see photos from some of our collectors of other people's pictures at npr.org.